This segment is brought to you by Humanware, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to your show. That's right, welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and I want to welcome you to your own show. That's right. If you're turning the dial, don't go any further, because this show is for you. When you turn the dial, you'll miss something. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and the blind community. That's right. And we've got a great show for you tonight. By the way, if you don't know, this is the only, I'm going to repeat this, the only radio show of its kind in the world. That's right. I said the world. We are a variety show. We are a commercial radio show. We're on the radio. That's right. And we're also on the internet besides the radio. That's right. This is a talk show. You can call in, and I hope you do. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that slow. 407-894-1680. Now let's begin. Let me introduce you to players tonight. Oh, we got some players tonight. To my left, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. You there, Lynn?
I'm here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the October 9th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And as Chris said off the air, we are ready to shake and bake. Thanks, Chris.
We're going to shake and bake tonight. Yes, we are. We're going to shake and bake. And listen to this one. We have a new one here. That's right. We have a, well, let's put it this way. She's all the way from planet Jupiter. That's right. She lives in Jupiter, Florida. Her name, well, she's the guest host tonight. Guest host. Her name is Christine Belts. Oh, let's belt it out, Christine Belts.
Hey there, everybody. How you doing?
That's Christine Belts.
Welcome, Christine.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And, well, what can I say about him that you don't already? He's shaking and baking all the way in Ocoee, Florida. And he's the only one in the studios. Chris Shaw, you there? He's our producer. He's our engineer. He's the one with the hot sauce.
Let's get ready to rumble.
That reminds me of the disc jockeys on the radio, the sports radio.
Right, right.
Okay, we're going to rumble. That's right. Yeah. Christine Belts is ready to rumble.
Hi, Christine.
Chris, how you doing, Chris?
Good. Oh, my God. It's so good to have you on the show.
How do you like that? It actually was her idea to have this type of show tonight. Yeah, so we'll talk about that a little bit.
We got a different kind of show for you tonight. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's right.
We got to do some shout-outs.
Right? Oh, we got some shout-outs to do? We do. Okay, Lynn, you're first with them.
Right, let me see. Well, let's see. Well, first of all, October is Blindness Awareness Month. So don't forget to ask the blind organizations in your local community about White Cane Safety Awareness Day, which is this week on October 15th. I'd like to give a shout out to Bethany in the Chicago area. Hope you're listening, Bethany. Maybe you'll call in and say hello. And also our thoughts and prayers to our friends that have experienced loss and damage to their homes in Florida, specifically, well, in the Orlando area, Southwest Florida. Yeah. So we know some people. We won't mention names.
We're not saying names. No. We know some friends personally that are vision impaired and blind in Orlando. We know them personally. Yes. Anyway.
And Christine might have some shout outs.
Christine Belts, you have some shout outs?
Yes. I just want to make some shout outs to my parents and my sisters and brothers-in-law and my friend Carrie and my friend Duncan, who might be listening, and to everyone I know from Outreach Center and Braille Club.
Okay. How about you, Chris?
Most definitely want to give a shout out to all the ladies in my life. I got three of them. They just run my life. My wife and my two girls. Definitely want to give a shout out to everybody for this month, birthdays this month, and my boy Glenn Allgood, his birthday is this month, and definitely shout out to everybody on this phone line, Zoom call with me right now, Mike, Lynn, Chris, Kay, all of you all, shout outs to you.
Well, then we have a shout out then, we got to have a shout out for birthday boy,
Mr. Glenn Allgood,
it's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Glenn. Okay, so let me set up this show tonight. This is something brand new for us, and we'd like to thank Christine for coming up with the idea. So, Christine, why don't you tell a little bit?
Well, before we say that, I have to say something.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do. See, in this radio show, if you got ideas, we use them.
Right.
We take your ideas and we run with them.
Right.
So if you got an idea, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if we like it, we'll put you as a guest host too.
I love new ideas. It makes the show fun. So Christine, tell us your idea before we go to break. What was your idea?
Okay.
What did you say? Lynn and Michael, what?
All right. My idea was several weeks ago, I'm guessing in the summer, I forget the exact date, but near the end of the show, there was a gentleman that came on and said that his mother had just lost her sight.
Oh, right.
And Weston. She loved craft.
Yeah, in Weston, Florida. I remember that.
Yes. And I was trying to ring in to give some suggestions, but it was too late. The show was about to go off the air for the day. And so the next day I wrote to Michael and I said, you know, I wanted to give some advice to that gentleman. And I said, you know, I wonder how many blind people out there craft. It might be a good idea to make a whole show about it. And we don't know if that man's listening or not, but a lot of people could learn from it about crafting, because maybe some people might want to do it and can't. Maybe some people have some ideas, but they don't know how to pull it off. So I
got to interrupt you, Christine. Don't forget, it's not just for the vision impaired blind. It's also for the sighted people also could do crafts. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Men too. We don't want just the women listening. We want everybody listening. Right, Christine?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that in the advert, men too.
Right. So we're looking forward to that. When we come back from the break, you're going to tell us about what your specialty is, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay,
so we're going to have a break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right, Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Raboca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Raboca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Raboca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Raboca That's REBOKEH on the App Store. Or go to our website to download reboka.com.
You have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Oh, by the way, you folks out there, if you haven't gotten your flu shot, Lynn and I just got ours a couple days ago. So don't forget.
It's flu season.
It's flu season. Right. Get your flu shots.
Yeah, don't get the flu.
You don't get the flu. Get your shots. Don't forget, get your flu shots.
Okay.
And if Lynn said it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt. Nope, did not hurt. Anyway, let's welcome back our guest co-host for tonight, Christine Belz. Christine, are you there still?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay. Okay.
We didn't lose her.
We didn't lose her.
Oh,
okay.
Wow,
so, Christine, what is your favorite crafting project to do?
Well, my big specialty is making wreaths, and I do them for all seasons.
Okay, so let's have you explain how you do that. And if anybody has any questions for Christine, please call in 407-894-1680. I hope I said the number right. I don't usually say it. So anyway, so tell us about your wreath projects. And the holidays are here coming soon, so this is a good project.
Oh, yes, yes. Right now I am making fall wreaths for people in my church.
Oh, my favorite fall.
And I do two different kinds. I do ones with a styrofoam form and I do ones with a wire form. And with both styrofoam and wire, I wrap the form in ribbon. And then with the wire form, it's usually four layers of wire. There's a base, which is the two outermost layers of wire, and then the two inner layers are kind of raised. So I kind of weave the ribbon underneath those because I am going to affix the flowers and leaves onto those inner wires. And what I do is I wrap a nice patterned ribbon or a good fall color or a good whatever holiday color around the base. And then the wires that are left, I will get pipe cleaners and I will take flowers and leaves off the stems and then I will twist them into place onto the wire. That those wreaths, they're flatter and they are more ideal for people. Say if they have a screen door, then when the screen door closes, the wreath won't get squashed. And
Christine, does it let's start again with the layers. So the first layer is what?
Okay, the wire wreaths are, they look like they've got four wires around them, kind of like a dartboard.
Okay.
And the two middle wires are kind of sloped up a little bit. There are little six spokes on the end to kind of keep everything in place.
So you can buy it like that at the, yes, you know, at the different stores like Joann's and Michael's and all those other stores.
Oh, yes. You can get them at the Dollar Tree.
Oh, okay. So it comes like that with the four to six initial, yes, wires on there.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the first layer.
Yeah, when you hold that in your hot little hand, you'll know what I mean. Because it's hard to explain on the radio, but it's something, if you hold it in your hand, you'll know what I'm talking about. Because there's the flat part. Like if you lay it on the table, the outermost and innermost wires will sit on the tabletop.
You have to have a hot hand. Can you have a cold hand?
Christine, is there a hook already on that first layer?
No, no, you make your own hook, which okay. I usually do with pipe cleaners that I affix beads to, or I would crochet some yarn if it matches. I don't have any that matches right now, but if you have any matching yarn, you can crochet a little loop and tie it at the top, and that will become your hanger. And then you would have to buy a hook that goes over the door yourself. I don't have those.
Yeah, we have one of those. Yeah, those.
You have to affix the little loopy part yourself. Mm-hmm. You can make that in any way you want. You could just use a plain string. You could use a plain pipe cleaner.
You know what else is good? Not to interrupt. You know, there's like a long twisty on a roll that you can buy for fastening plants so they don't fall over in a flower pot. And you can just cut that to length too. It's a green, like a giant long twisty roll of twisty. Oh. Yeah.
You can use them too.
Yeah.
I just sometimes get fancy with mine, and that's what I do.
So what's the second layer?
Second layer. Okay. Once your ribbon is affixed, and you could do that with safety pins. Just take safety pins and secure the ribbon as you've wrapped it. And then there, when it's done, you should see two rows of wires, you know, two rings of wires that are still showing over the ribbon. And what you do is you take the flowers off of the stems. You know, you buy the bouquets of flowers at the Dollar Tree, Michael's, Joann's, Hobby Lobby, wherever. You can pull those off the stems and you thread them onto a pipe cleaner. And sometimes you need to primp the end of the pipe cleaner, sometimes you don't. It depends on the size of the hole. And then you make sure there's some room to twist that pipe cleaner around the wire. And you twist it and twist it until there's no more end of the pipe cleaner. Just twist it as tight as you can. One word of advice, if you are doing these kind of wreaths, don't invest in a manicure. It really does a number on your nails.
That's fun. So that's your fall wreath.
Those are wreaths for people that have screen doors. There's another kind that I do, for all seasons, which is with a styrofoam ring. You still affix the hanger onto it in a different way. You use either floral pins, or you can cut a paper clip up and do the same thing. And you could drive that into the styrofoam and leave a little loop. Now I have rings, you know, little jewelry rings, I could put them in there. But if you don't have that, it's no big deal. You could just put the paper clip in, like a cut in half paper clip, put one half of that in and just don't put it all the way. And there's your ring to affix your hanger. And then you take, now for the styrofoam, I recommend a more porous ribbon, like a mesh that can easily be punctured. Because you're going to wrap the form in ribbon so that you don't see plain white or plain green. You're going to wrap that in ribbon, securing it with greening pins or cut up paper clips. And then what you do is you get the stems, those bouquets of leaves and flowers. And if you want to use wire cutters, you can cut the stems to about an inch. You push the leaves up so everything is at the top, and then you take wire cutters and you cut about an inch of wire, and then you can take that and press it into the area on the styrofoam ring of your choice until you've got that whole ring filled up. So it's a little easier if you don't want to deal with pipe cleaners and primping and all that. You can get the styrofoam form and just push these picks you make into the styrofoam.
Okay, we have a caller that has a question for you, Christine, if you'd like to take a break for a second in your description.
Sure.
Okay, so who do we have on the line, Chris?
We got our good friend, the one and only Dave from Fern Park.
Dave, oh, we don't want to talk to him. We don't want to talk to him. Do we want to talk to him, Christine?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, Dave.
Oh, man. I'm glad somebody's in my corner. Thank
it's
you,
it's Dave, one of our other co-hosts, Mr. Dave Hillebrand. Hi, Dave.
Hi there. I'm thrilled to call in because Miss Christine, you sound awesome, girl, on the air. Even on the actual terrestrial radio, I tuned you in, so you're sounding great. But
all the way from Jupiter. She's calling in all the way from Jupiter.
Yeah, well, she's
the planet Jupiter.
Sounds excellent. But I wanted to comment about the wreaths real quick because Brenda is into making wreaths. And, you know, one time it was just for Christmas, but now she's doing it around the different times of year. And I kind of like it, actually. We do that, and we usually put a flag on our mailbox of something different, you know, like around Easter, it might be a bunny or a bird or something. But anyway, what I want to comment about the wreaths is we currently do not have a screen door, but even without, you know what? We go in and out often enough that some of those things are the ones with that are really cooler that have more stuff on them. Unfortunately, it's easy to catch yourself on some of those things that are super 3D.
You could poke your eye when you open the door. You have to be careful.
Well, that I'm always pulling something out by mistake. You know, like my shirt or something will catch a bird and. The styrofoam things is cool as they might be easier, but I just don't think they hold that great. So sorry, I have to nix the styrofoam. I just don't, most of it's for us anyway.
Different. You know, I have each kind. I have my summer wreath is the wire form, and I have styrofoam wreaths. So I've used both. And
I think we're just too hard on ours. That's our problem.
It all depends. It all depends on your door. I don't really shoulder my door that much. So it's like I said, it's a personal preference. Now, people with screen doors might squash one of the styrofoam wreaths. But, you know, it's a personal
preference. I have to confess, I mostly just needed to call in so I could talk to that new co-host.
Hey, Dave, the tables have turned. Usually I call in when you're hosting.
Exactly. So I had to.
Well,
I had
thanks
to
for calling in, Dave.
Around. All right. Thanks a lot. Keep those wreaths going.
You're welcome.
Going,
tell Brenda we said hi.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. So which season are we in now, Christine? We're still in the fall, or we moved on to Christmas and the other and
we're
winter?
We're still in fall. I've got some fall wreaths that I'm going to give to some ladies in church. And then
would you do me a favor, Christine? Would you text me some photos of them? I'd love to see them.
Oh, sure. I could text them to you. Do you want me to do that after the show or?
Yeah, sure. Whenever is convenient for you. I'd love to see them. Yeah.
I can also email them to you. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. And then I can post them on Facebook. If you know, just show the sighted people what
sure,
you do.
Yeah, I'll check. I've got some on my iPad already, so I could check.
Okay, cool. So now are we moving into the winter? The winter?
Well, we will be probably in November, because what I'm trying to do is I've got these three fall wreaths. I want to get them finished up and into these church ladies' hands before October is out, so they can at least enjoy them for part of the fall. And then I'm thinking about going to Hobby Lobby or Dollar Tree or whatnot to get Christmas things, because I have a Christmas wreath I have started. It's in progress. It's not done yet, but I have a Christmas wreath already started, and I'll see where that goes, you know, after the fall wreaths are gone.
So when you go to the store to pick out all your your craft accessories, you take someone with you, or do you ask the store clerks to help you pick out what you're looking for?
Usually I will go with my mother, my sister, or a friend of mine from church who has a really good eye.
Mm-hmm.
And they help me pick out the flowers. They describe to me what color everything is. And they know pretty much what I need. So they know, okay, do you want wire forms? Do you want styrofoam forms? Oh, they don't have the wire ones this time. We'll have to do styrofoam. What kind of ribbon do you want? They describe the ribbon. They let me touch it. and they let me touch the flowers. They tell me this is what color, that's this color. And I say, okay, I think these are good, but I need bigger or I need smaller. So they let me touch and hold the things. And then I pretty much know, all I need is them to tell me what color stuff is. And then I could pretty much put things together.
Christine, we have a couple minutes to our next break, but why don't you tell the audience a little bit about your vision? You know, they didn't know, I don't know if they knew that you were blind when we first went on. So why don't you just tell people briefly about your eye condition?
Well, I was born with retinopathy of prematurity. And up until age 35, I could see shapes, colors, and light out of my left eye. My right eye never worked. And when I was 35, a side effect from ROP, known as glaucoma, came in. And now what I see is just like movement. It is, imagine like a fog, a big fog. And all I can catch is movement. And if a light goes on and off in front of me, I'll see it. But if I leave a room and come back and I forget if the light's on, I probably will miss it. Mm-hmm. And so the sight I have is, I am not stone cold dark blind, but I cannot see colors anymore. I really can't see anything except movement.
Well, I think it's wonderful that your folks go with you and they describe everything to you and help you pick out, because you know what you're looking for. It sounds to me like you know exactly what you're looking for to make these wreaths.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And that's great. It's just so also that the sighted audience out there knows, as Michael always says, that we have many sighted listeners. Well, now you know, sighted listeners, the blind people make crafts also. Right, Michael?
That's correct. I'm listening very carefully, thinking maybe I could do something too. Maybe.
Well, I think Christine, she's describing everything. So what, you can make some kind of craft.
Man, I got two left hands though.
Oh, baloney. And by the way, Christine, I think it's funny. Not everybody, I think, knows what a pipe cleaner is. I know because my father smoked a pipe for 70 years. And but it's funny that you mentioned pipe cleaners. So they still sell them in the store,
it's
I guess.
Fuzzy
though.
Wire. Yeah. It's
a fuzzy wire. Yeah. Like a wire, a caterpillar wire.
Yeah. And they come in different colors. In the fall, yep. I use brown ones, but all the rest of the year, Christmas, spring, and summer, I use green ones.
Yeah. Those are fun.
I have a question. Maybe I missed it.
What?
Did she say why she got started in making these?
No,
wreaths?
She didn't.
Oh, she didn't.
No.
I think I didn't hear it. What made you start thinking about making wreaths?
I think we have to go to break. Yeah, maybe we should find out after.
Okay, hold the thought.
Yeah.
We're going to break. When we come back to the break, you can tell everybody why you thought of it.
Yep. Oh, our next guest.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner-transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're back. That's right, we're back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. It's an unusual show tonight. You're listening to Lynn Golder. You're listening to Christine Meltz. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. The phone number to call in if you have any questions you want to call in, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. Lynn, what do you got to say to yourself?
Okay, what I would like to say, Christine, after our next guest, we're going to go back and put you on the spot and ask you why you got into crafting, okay?
Okay.
So let's welcome together Tammy Roussel. And Tammy, she's been on the show before, but some of you may not know her. Tammy is the founder and owner of Mitzi Kit, which is a craft for, well, it's for blind and sighted people, right, Tammy? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Uh-oh, I don't hear. I think you're muted, Tammy.
She's muted.
She wasn't before, but she is now. So hold on.
You have to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Lynn, can you hear her?
I certainly do.
Okay.
Okay, good.
You made me nervous there for a second.
my audio has been messing up. I couldn't hear you at first. So
yeah. How you feeling? You feeling okay now?
I'm doing better. Slowly but surely getting better. Still have sinus issues and still testing positive for COVID.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, 10 days in.
Stay away from the phone.
Yeah. So how's Bella? Bella, your doggie.
She's doing good. She's
keeping
my baby.
Your company. Yeah, she's a good girl. So thank you for joining. Oh, stop. So thank you for joining us tonight. Don't listen to him, Tammy.
Sorry, I sound a little nasally. You're very welcome. Right. Thank you for having me.
This is fun. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to Christine, our guest co-host. Christine, say hi to Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Good. How are you, Christine?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Christine is calling in from Jupiter, Florida, Tammy, and she was telling the audience about how to make a wreath. That's her favorite craft.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So now we'd like to hear from you. What's your specialty? Tell everybody briefly about Mitzi Kit. And I know you have a new project too.
Yes. So, go ahead.
No, that's okay. And you know, tell who your usual, I don't want to say people, but the people who blind and visually impaired and sighted make your crafts, right?
Correct.
Right. So tell us about Mitzi Kit.
Sure. So for those who don't know, my mom is Mitzi, and she had lost her eyesight in her 80s, and she was a seamstress, and that was devastating for her to lose her ability to sew. So it was really a godsend that gave me the idea of helping her to sew again by applying tactile borders to her fabric, and we started creating quilts together. And so that was what birthed Mitzi Kit, and we started doing it just for my mom, and then realized that other people could benefit as well, and started working with others in the blind and visually impaired community, and then realized that a lot of people liked it, whether it was elderly, people with various disabilities, children, and just anyone who wanted to sew or craft with a ready-made kit that made it easier to get started and to do as a group.
And it's so relaxing and it's so peaceful when you're doing it. And I really enjoyed making that big baby blanket that I made.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you were able to do that.
Yeah, and I recently saw a project that Sheila, one of our other co-hosts, she completed for the holidays. It's so cute with the snowman and the it's a big blanket with Hunter Green squares and the snowman and the alternate squares. I love it.
Yeah, Sheila always does a nice job. That was a super large one too. That was 5 by 5 rows, and each of the squares were 13 inches.
So oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty good size.
Yeah.
So we have both sewing and no-sew types of projects. The ones we're talking about right now are no-sew, meaning that it's fleece fabric with pre-drilled holes, and you lace it together with plastic needles and fleece ribbon. So it's something that's fun to do. It, you know, the blankets are a little more challenging than, say, a pillow, which a lot of people get started with, but they're easy to accomplish once you get to know the process. And we have both audio, video instructions, as well as text instructions. And I'm always available for phone calls. And
Tammy, tell people about the drill holes, how they're tactile and easy to find.
Yes.
You know, when you're going along with
it. You do it, Lynn. You're great. Yeah, the holes within the fleece are pre-drilled with, we have a die cutting machine, and they're all around the perimeters, and they have a tactile glue around them, so you can feel where the holes are. Even if you're blind, you can navigate them totally by touch. And it's, you know, it makes it nice because you can line everything up. We provide the kits already clipped together, so you don't have to worry about directionality. Everything's all set up, just ready for you to lace together. And so we do have, I did want to mention before I forget, since I'm on your show today, I'd like to offer your viewers a coupon code, and that would be BBRS, and I will offer 20% off for anyone
who wants
with that coupon code.
That's wonderful. That's B as in Blind and Beyond, BBRS, like Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Yes.
So what is it again? It's BBRS, did you say 20?
20% off, yep.
No, but the code is what?
Oh, the code is BBRS.
Oh, okay, just BBRS, no numbers at the end.
Yeah.
Christine, do you have any questions for Tammy?
Not that I can think of right now, but I do think this is very interesting because I know I do not sew well.
You would love this, Christine.
My sewing is so crooked. It's amazing. So this is very interesting to know.
You're not sewing. That's what's really the beauty of it. You're you're sewing, but you're not sewing.
It's just so much fun. We do have sewing kits as well. And you mentioned not being able to sew straight. That was actually the first task for me to figure out for my mom. And recently we came out with a new product that people are loving. And it is a quarter inch sticky back felt strip that you can actually, you just peel off the paper off the back and you can apply it to the edge of your fabric. And it will temporarily stay there while you stitch underneath it, hand stitch. So it will guarantee your quarter inch seam by hand. So
tell us about the new project. What is it that people would be making with the new project?
This, well, what I just mentioned now is any kind of sewing kit. So you can make pillows, you can
Any kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make tote bags, you can make blankets, scarves. You know, we have a bunch of different projects, but the difference is this is with a traditional hand sewing needle and thread. And we do have audio videos out there on YouTube. I welcome people to go out and look at my YouTube channel and see the different instructions helping you to learn how to thread your needle by touch, how to do a running stitch with a threading needle, and how to use these tactile strips.
What is the name of the YouTube chat? You know, how do they find that?
Yep, that is on YouTube, and look up Mitzy Kit, MitsyKit. And okay. If you have any trouble with that, then give me a call at 978-419-1824. And we do have a lot of Christmas fabrics out right now. We've got some new stuff, some penguins, some gnomes, really cute.
Oh, I love penguins.
And we have some polar bears, snowmen, so a lot of different Christmas fabrics. And we still do also, if anyone's doing some last minute stuff for fall, we have pumpkins, and we have some black cats holding pumpkins, which is really cute.
So for the blanket like I made and like Sheila made, we get to choose the say we wanted to make one for the winter.
Yeah.
We get to choose a penguin. We would like to do penguins, or we would like to do snowmen.
Yes.
We get to choose.
Yeah, as long as I have the fabric available, then we'll make it for you.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And I know you give enough yarn for the entire project. I didn't run out. It was great. Everything was there. It's just amazing.
I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, it's not yarn though. It's fleece strips.
Fleece strips.
So
that's right.
You end up with a totally, it's all fleece blanket, and the fleece strips make a nice edging around each square. So it really looks like a patchwork blanket.
It's a very cozy blanket. Yeah. If anybody has any questions for Tammy, please call in now before we go to the top of the hour. It's 407-894-1680. So,
yeah, the other thing I wanted to mention, we do have dog bandanas now too.
Oh.
And the dog bandanas are a real simple project. It's also made out of fleece. You lace them with the plastic needle, and you can get four for $24, two for $16, or one for $6. So
are they available in different sizes? Like, or is it one size fits all?
We do have one size. I'd say medium to large, mm-hmm. is a 13-inch square that's folded in half into a triangle, and then you lace it up, and then the fleece strips wrap around the dog's neck, and you tie it in. The nice thing about the fleece strips is they stretch you, so you can just pull it up and off.
That's a fun project. Wow.
So that one's probably for medium to large. I wouldn't say extra large. I don't have any extra large. And then I do have a smaller one that is a 10-inch square folded in half. So that would be for the smaller dogs.
The dog bandanas.
Yeah.
And what are the prints for the dogs? Holiday prints?
No cats
don't wear
princess
bandanas.
Princess is on the table. She wants to know how come no cats.
No.
Oh, you want a cat bandana?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know that they would like it.
Yeah.
But we have some prints that have actual dogs on them. We also mm-hmm. have just, you know, pretty much just about anything that we have, we can make into, in our fleece fabric. So it could be Christmas themed, Thanksgiving themed, Halloween themed, or, your favorite, if you have some kind of favorite thing like music. We have music fabric. So lots of options.
And you also, before we go, you have another project also. Don't you offer quilting now or something?
Yes. So I'm starting, I started a YouTube quilting channel.
Wow.
And this is really just my free instructions. So I go online and I provide different videos with audio descriptions of how somebody with low vision or blindness can learn to sew and quilt. and we provide patterns. So as a matter of fact, I was working on one tonight that getting ready to post again for people to be able to create patterns using our descriptions. Rather, the one problem with quilting is most people will show you a picture and then refer to the picture and say, okay, do as the picture says. Well, if you're blind or low vision, that's not going to help you. So I'm basically interpreting the instructions so that it is low vision and blind friendly for folks. And then the other thing in kind of conjunction with that is where I'm going to have a product that it's kind of like a puzzle. So it's a lot of quilters have what they call a quilt design board. And this is something where they'll place their blocks, their squares, and they'll make their design first on this block. So I had the idea of creating one with Velcro and creating squares with half square triangles that people can arrange on this Velcro backing to make different designs. So no sewing involved, just you just turn your squares in different directions to make different designs.
I just want to tell the audience out there that you are so easy to listen to and you describe everything. When I was learning how to do the blanket and I am sighted, I still had to watch Tammy and listen to her to make sure I was doing it right, especially when it comes to where the corners intersect.
Right.
You know, I wasn't quite sure what I was doing there, but I listened to you and I watched you and I figured it out. So, you know, be sure, you know, and listen to her. If you have any questions, she said you can call her. So that's nice too. So what is your website, Tammy?
Website is www.mitsykit, and that is MITSY. So like mitsykit.org.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You always have new ideas. I can't keep up with you. Every time I turn around, you have a new idea. You're so talented.
Thank you, Lynn.
Amazing. Thank you, and feel better.
Thank you. You guys take care.
You too. See you online.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night. All righty. So, Christine.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you still there? So yes. Michael asked you a question before, right, Michael?
Yes, I did. Yes. I asked
before we go to the question, I said, what made you think of doing what you're doing about the reefs and everything? How come you think that, not something else?
Well, what happened was when I lived in Ocala, I did not have a wreath for my front door at Christmas time. And I was just thinking, I went to a party and they had these plastic Hawaiian leis that you could wear. And I thought, what if you twist these things around a styrofoam ring and stick it together with straight pins? You know, that it's kind of cheesy looking, but it's plastic. If it rains or snows, it won't get ruined. So I went to a party store and I bought 7 leis of the same color and a styrofoam ring and a box of straight pins. And I just experimented. And I would carefully cut the leis and pin them before they would unravel and just wind them around and around and around on the wreath. And then I got a ribbon onto it and I put it on my front door and people commented on it. And then, you know, I thought they liked it and everything, but I really hadn't thought much about it until I moved to Jupiter and a neighbor and some friends from church said, you've got a real talent for this kind of thing. And a church friend of mine and I went to Hobby Lobby to get some stuff because we wanted spring wreaths for our front doors. And that's how it got started. We got some stuff together and I told her how I made the lei wreath. And she said, you know, this would be really pretty. Oh, well, this burlap would be wonderful, blah, 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 blah. So we thought we
had. What does that mean? Blah, 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 blah.
So, you know, she thought the burlap would be good. And we got the forms, we got the pins, we got different things to put on it.
Those straight pins make me nervous, though. You start dropping those things.
Well, you got to be really careful.
That's you do. You have a little container in front of you. It makes, you know, like a little magnetic container or something. So that.
Well, I use a pin cushion.
Oh, do you? That's good. Yeah.
There's a song called Bop, Bop, Bop. Started off like that.
Well, anyway, I believe, Chris, are you going to take us to break to the top of the hour right now?
Yep, we're getting ready to hit that break.
Okay, don't go away. We shall be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more. We're going to do both trivias the next hour. Don't go away. Look forward to it. Bye.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.